Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Our interview today is sponsored by a hidden gem in Starkville, Mississippi, Alora Modern Wellness. Founded by healthcare veterans Rich and Lisa Lopez, Alora offers cutting-edge therapies like whole-body cryotherapy, infrared saunas, LED light treatments, and assisted stretching, all designed to relieve pain, reduce stress, and boost recovery. Whether you're an athlete, a busy professional, or simply seeking balance, Alora provides personalized care in a serene setting. Located at 821 C Highway 12 across from Kroger, it's your local destination for modern wellness. Discover more at aloramodernwellness.com. We don't have a lot of national champions join us here on Thunder and Lightning, but when we get that opportunity, we take full advantage of it. Buck Ballew joins us now, host of the Buck Ballew Show on 680 The Fan, and of course, won a national title with the Georgia Bulldogs as quarterback back in 1980. I'm old enough to have been around for that one, Buck, so you know we're on the same page at least there.
Yeah, it seems like yesterday.
I bet it does. I bet it does. Let's talk about this Georgia team. I would say from 2021 to 2023, those were great Georgia teams. Some of the best program in the country, no question about it. The last 2 years, they've been really, really good, but I wouldn't say they've been great. What is the difference between this Georgia team and that 21, 22, 23 team? If you could boil it down to maybe just one or two things.
Well, I would say Kirby Smart right now in his 10th year. So a decade running this Bulldog program. This is the youngest team Kirby's ever had. 55% of the team are first and second year players. So that is the biggest difference in what they have compared to those national championship teams. They had a lot of experience, a lot of big time players. Look, they've recruited as well as any team in the country. So the talent is still there. But in 2025, there's a lot of young talent, and they're playing a lot of this young talent. Defensive line, they're rolling a lot of these redshirt sophomores, rolling a lot of people in on the defensive line. Same way on the offensive line. So mainly on the line of scrimmage, you're seeing a lot of these young players having to play this season.
Is that a situation where if they maintain these guys and they can keep them out of the portal, 26, 27, 28 could be another cycle where Georgia is clearly the best team in the country?
Well, they've got a chance to be that. Look, these young guys that are playing are very impressive. But look, this is the SEC, right? So elite competition. You're facing a lot of big-time programs, big-time players. And so there's been a little bit of a learning curve going on with these young Bulldogs. But, you know, they've picked it up here. We're heading into the second half of the year. And so you got to elevate your play. When you hit November, you got to be playing your best football.
No question. This is a game a year ago that Mississippi State, as bad as that team was, offensively they were good in this game. Van Buren threw for over 300 yards. They hit some big plays against that Georgia secondary. In the end, they just couldn't get enough stops, and that team defensively was a train wreck a year ago. What was it about that game that if you remember, why was State able to have some success against Georgia in that one?
Well, you know, I'm just really, really impressed with Coach Lebby and the system offensively that he's running. And Kirby at his press conference, Coach Smart yesterday was speaking on this. What a great job they do running the football, incorporating the passing game, getting players, playmakers in space and getting them the football. Look, he was busy complimenting Chapin and the job that he does at quarterback, a lot of good decisions. He can spin it. He can extend some plays. And then did some bragging on Anthony Evans, formerly of the Georgia Bulldog program. But Kirby was very complimentary of him improving since he got to Starkville. Versatile playmaker, running some good routes, catching the football. Looks like a guy that's really elevated his play since he left Athens. So, look, I just think the scheme, the system that Coach Lebby's running gets a lot of respect around the league, and including what Kirby Smart believes.
So when I look at this Georgia team, I like Gunnar Stockton a lot. I think he's a really good college quarterback. He's efficient. He doesn't give the ball away, which I know is a hallmark of Kirby Smart's teams. I don't think you can play for Kirby Smart for very long if you're a guy who gives the ball away. Is there another level to his game? Can he be a guy that, if the running game isn't working, could come out, throw for 400 yards and be a quarterback who carries a team to victory?
Yeah, I look at Gunner as a guy that does everything well for a quarterback. There's nothing that he doesn't do well. Maybe nothing great, elite, but everything that he does extremely well. Can he carry the team? It remains to be seen about that. I don't know. He's not a guy that really is caught up in, the stats and the attention and the glory. He's just a dadgum good football player. He's a guy that everybody on the team respects. He's a winner. He wants to win in the worst way. And so those intangibles are hard to come by in this day and time. I totally respect the young man and the job that he does. Look, a year ago, it was Carson Beck, who seemingly was on the other side of the spectrum, driving his Lambo around campus. And, he was into the glitz and the glamour and flaunted the money that he was bringing in. That didn't go well, as far as the team goes. These guys totally love Gunnar Stockton. And look, there have been a lot of great high school quarterbacks in the state of Georgia. And he broke every one of these records. Trevor Lawrence, Deshaun Watson. You look at any of these guys and what they did at the high school level. Gunnar Stockton, eclipsed all those great quarterbacks. So, look, it might not grab your attention with, the way he plays, but this is an excellent quarterback.
If you had told me before the season that we would get to week 9, week 10, whatever week we're in, and Georgia, of all teams, would be last in the SEC in sacks 4, I don't know that I would have believed you. Now, this Mississippi State team, their weakness all year has been protecting the quarterback. If you look at every week, they give up a lot of pressure. So it's kind of a something's got to give moment here. What side of the ball has the advantage here? Do you think State can protect Shapen, or is Georgia finally going to break through and have a big day on defense getting after the passer?
Yeah, I don't know if they're just going to wake up and suddenly be able to come off the edge. And that's been the problem. Look, it was set up to be Damon Wilson's year to be the pass rusher, the edge rusher. He's wearing that Missouri uniform right now and leading the Missouri Tigers in sacks. So that transfer portal did some damage as far as this Georgia pass rush goes. It's been disappointing, really, the pressure that they've been unable to bring off the edge. They've had to blitz these off-the-ball inside linebackers. Look, you're not going to see a better pair of off-the-ball inside linebackers than C.J. Allen and Raylan Wilson. C.J. Allen, to me, is a bona fide first-team All-American player that you're going to see at linebacker for Georgia. Raylan Wilson, just a half step behind him. When they've needed to get pressure on the quarterback, they've had to bring these backers and get after the quarterback in that way. But it's been a disappointment coming off the edge.
And from Georgia, from a pass defense standpoint, just kind of middle of the pack of the conference. And as I mentioned a year ago, State was able to hit some big plays. Is that what this game is going to come down to, Georgia's ability to limit State in the big plays that they can get?
Well, and that's a concern coming into this game. Georgia, their best safety, K.J. Bolden, will miss the first half with a targeting penalty last week against Florida. Their starting free safety is injured. He's not playing right now. So they're relying on backup players at the safety position. And typically you expect those guys to be the ones playing center field, preventing these big plays. Georgia with an outstanding cornerback in Dalen Everett. He's an all-SEC caliber, NFL skill set cornerback. The other side has been a work in progress. Right now, Ellis Robinson, one of the most highly recruited DBs in the country, as a young player, he's developing and coming on. But there's some problems in the secondary. I would say that's a big concern for Georgia coming into this matchup.
It's odd to see Georgia not have just a dominant running back. You might know a thing or two about a dominant running back when playing at the University of Georgia, but that's always been tailback you in my opinion, in the SEC. They have good running backs. Bowens is very good. Frazier is very good. Is one of those guys capable of becoming like the next great Georgia running back?
You know, Kirby, his system, really his philosophy in this day and time was it's going to be a running back by, they're going to play a multiple running backs. That's just the way they're going to do it. There's not going to be one guy getting 25, 30 carries in a game. You're going to see these guys with different roles. Nate Frazier and Chauncey Bowens are the featured backs. So you'll see them getting a lot of carries. McCray, the transfer from Illinois, is a short yardage goal line back, 240 pounds. So he'll be getting the ball in that situation. The third down back is Cash Jones, good receiver, good in pass protection, can run the ball. So he fits that role. Kirby's about playing multiple running backs. So I don't think you're going to see one guy just go out and dominate. Frazier and Bowens have really come on strong here at the end of the year to provide that tandem that they're going with first and second down.
So on the podcast on Fridays when we do our final show before the weekend, we always predict what we call an X factor. It's a guy who's maybe he's not going to have 300 yards passer. He's not going to have, you know, four sacks or anything like that. Just somebody within the game who could make a play that makes the big difference. Who would that player be for Georgia this week?
Well, Zachariah Branch, the slot receiver, transferred in from Southern Cal, and he's been their most dangerous receiver. The two tight ends, Delp and Lucky, have probably been the two most valuable players outside of Gunnar Stockton on this offense. They block, they help run. Georgia run the football with their blocking. They're excellent receivers. Didn't really show up a lot in the Florida game, but they are really dynamic pair there. Look, Colby Young was their leading receiver at the X wide receiver spot. He's gone down with a leg injury. He's out for the season. So keep an eye on Noah Thomas, the transfer from Texas A&M, had a touchdown catch in Jacksonville against the Gators. They really need him to elevate. So those are some of the guys that could be a big factor in this game.
All right, before I get you out of here, we're going to have to go a little off track here. So you're from Valdosta, Georgia. My all-time favorite Mississippi State Bulldog is from Valdosta, John Bond. Do you have a John Bond story? Do you have any time that you spent with him that you could that's suitable for a family program?
Well, John Bond is a lifelong friend. John moved to Valdosta. Gosh, he had to be around 9 years old and moved in by chance, just three doors down from our home in our neighborhood in Valdosta. So we've been friends ever since he moved in. He is a brother. I just love John. And, you know, I think that one of the better stories I've got on Bond was in 1980, when we won the national championship, we had a big win over South Carolina. And that same weekend, Mississippi State beat Alabama. And we had a home game. And so we're out after the ball game out around town. And we're talking about John and the great job Mississippi State did that day, beating Alabama 6-3. And lo and behold, I looked up and there was John. There was John Bond walking up to the group. And I thought, my goodness, did you hop in the Corvette and make the trip all the way to Athens? And that's exactly what he did. We were all stunned to see him, but it was great to see him because we're all loving on him for taking down Alabama that day, one of the great wins in Mississippi State history.
He was probably driving that thing like the Bandit, going from one state to the other. That's incredible.
You know, the other story I've got, though, I need to tell, though, is I signed with Georgia. And then the next year, our quarterback, John Lastinger, signed with Georgia. And then the next year, John Bond was the quarterback. And Coach Vince Dooley came to Athens for his in-home visit with Bond. And he told John, look, we want to put 40 pounds on you and make you a defensive end. And at that point, John got up and left the house, got in his car and drove on off and left his dad there sitting with Vince Dooley. Flash forward a couple of years later. George is in Starkville playing Mississippi State, and Bond breaks off a 50-yard run, and he gets knocked out of bounds on the Georgia sideline, and he looks up, and there's Vince Dooley standing right next to him on the sideline. And Bond said to Coach Dooley, he said, "Defensive end, huh, Coach?" And laughed and ran on back to the huddle.
What a great story.
Yeah, just love him. And when I think of Mississippi State, I always think of John Bond.
That's a great story. Buck, really appreciate your time. Buck Ballew, the Buck Ballew Show on 680 The Fan, there in this great state of Georgia, man. Appreciate you. Thanks very much.
Hey, thanks, man. Keep up the good work.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.